Hi, Jack.
Hello.
Yeah, so how long does it take for the response to get through to the webhook?
Not long, probably about 5-10. Obviously, it depends on the audio file, but probably about 5-10 seconds.
Okay. I mean, so I see your problem. You've got a process that makes the API call. How many API calls are there? Is it just one? Or have
Two.
you got is two? And are they going to different services?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So you've got one that you've got to upload the WAV file to, and that will
I have to upload it to both,
yeah.
but one of them requires the webhook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the first one, you're making a call that's sending the file.
Yep.
And then you get a response back. That first API call probably takes a few seconds, but with all the timeouts that are built into curl, et cetera, it copes with it. Now, the next one, you're not getting a response in the API call, are you? You're just sending it. It probably confirms it's received it, but you don't get the data back in the same curl call, do you?
No, you don't. What's strange is that they give you a job ID, so that call, all that does is that creates a quote unquote job, and it gives you the job ID and the status, and the status will just come back straight away. It's created.
Yeah,
Now,
but it doesn't give you the transcript.
no,
No.
but I haven't seen anything. So they say the reason we give you the job ID is that so you can check the status of your job. So I haven't seen anything, any API calls that allow you to do that. So I don't know if this API is just not they haven't developed it enough to what they are actually saying is possible yet.
What I suggest is that probably how this is going to work is that you're going to have a database of that's got all of these recordings referenced, for instance, we might have a for example, we do have a database called the CDR, Call Data Recorder, that records all the data for every call. It actually has a caller, a callee, duration, all of that stuff. And it has a unique ID. In the system, the telephone transcripts and the voicemails are stored in WAV files that are basically with a name that is sort of based on the ID of that unique record in the CDR, call data record. So what I think probably is going to happen is that we'll have probably in terms of the UI for this, we'll probably have something where a user can actually obtain the transcript for it, and they click a button, and it does the first part of that process, and it probably makes a record against in that CDR record to actually say that the transcript has been requested. In fact, you could have a status that says, however many stages there are in this, which presumably, stage one sent, stage two sent, and then stage two received. That's probably the three statuses, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you could have a status column that says, it's when you do the first API, it's done stage one, and then when it does the second API, it's done stage two. I think you might well have to actually let your pro that process probably has to let go at that point and says, okay, I've just submitted it to two different API services, and I've marked the record as stage two. Then I think what you're gonna ha then have to do is when the webhooks come back, It will hit that webhook and supply you with the transcript that you store somewhere, and then you have to update the status of that record accordingly. Now, did you so presumably when it hits the webhook, it's going to give you the ID of the previous request, yeah?
So you mean when we're going to get the job ID?
Job ID, yeah. So when the webhook is hit at the end of it, it hits it with a job ID as well as the transcript. So yeah, I think that's probably what you're going to need to do. So I think what I might actually do here is actually. I was just thinking this is going to be quite simple, where you could just say, here's a class, you just wrap it up in that, and then I'll take it from there. But I think I might have to write a little bit of the application actually, and just so you can see how this fits in. Mm-hmm. Let me do that now. Can you give me about half an hour? I'll just quickly just give you a sort of a utility that will look up a particular record, mm-hmm. and find the WAV file, and then at each stage you just need to update the status of that, and I think we might have to record the job ID in that record, and then when the webhook hits, it looks for the record that's got that job ID and updates the status to say we've got transcript.
I was just thinking of a way to link them, and the database was a way, I just didn't know how we were going to do it. But if we just create very unique IDs for each of the WAV files,
mm.
and obviously just store the names in the DB and they're linked with a job ID, mm-hmm. then that's the way to do it.
I think so. Shall I just quickly do that and send it to you? I mean, at the moment we don't have a whole database. We don't have sort of complete files, but I could just give you an example that links one. Okay. Yeah. Give me a few minutes, about half an hour, and I'll get that to you. And then you'll just have the framework that you can hang it on. Because I think
that'll be very easy to implement oneself.
I think because it isn't of sort of a one self-contained job, it's several things. I think you need to know the context in which it's going to be used. And I think if I give you this, that will give you what you need. All right. Okay. I'll give you a call in about half an hour. All right.
Cool. Okay.
Cheers, Jack. Bye.
Bye.